Maybe New Jersey is to blame? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A young mom takes a group of kids to the Walmart in Hayden, Idaho, including her 2-year-old boy, who starts exploring her purse, which in most cases means the keys fall out or the credit cards get scattered, and the child comes away learning you don't play with mommy's purse. But not this time.
A small child accessed a concealed weapon that was inside the victim's purse and discharged it, striking the victim. And she's deceased on scene.
And the police don't want to blame the victim, but what else can they say?
I'm a big proponent of a concealed weapon for your own safety. However, you have to be responsible. And unfortunately, I guess all the precautionary measures weren't taken to ensure the safety of that weapon.
If only you could buy a childproof gun. It makes sense in a country where so many moms carry them. And it turns out they do exist. Some of them sense fingerprints. One model uses a special wristwatch so the gun can be fired only when it's in your hands.
As soon as the pistol loses radio contact with the watch, it is automatically deactivated.
So the smart guns exist, but there is extreme pressure not to sell them because of a law in New Jersey, which says that the moment any company sells a smart gun, all gun shops in New Jersey must begin to convert their inventory to smart guns. Maybe it's time to repeal that law and let the market decide. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.